Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 and then verse 4 to 7. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the Lord add his blessing, his illumination, his anointing, his grace to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Before I continue God's word, I want to acknowledge the ministers of God who are here. I salute you all.
Wow.
Many of them have labored, our fathers.
Yeah.
They have done so much for the Lord.
Yeah.
And thank God for their bringing us up in a way that we can also continue in this noble work. So the subject is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in our text that we read, we came across the phrase, the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this was spoken to the church of Corinth, which was a very gifted church. From verse 4, Paul thanked the Lord for the grace that was upon the church.
Now Paul said
that he said that the church was enriched in everything. In everything. Enriched. He breaks it down further. He says that in all utterance. In other words, the church of Corinth was very good in preaching. Not just preaching, but also prophesying. And also teaching. Says they were enriched in utterance. And all knowledge. Not some knowledge, but all knowledge. It means that they knew the word of the Lord. From Genesis to Revelations, let's say it like that.
Genesis,
and he says in verse 6, that the testimony of Jesus was confirmed in them. The testimony of Jesus is talking about the spirit of prophecy. The church of Corinth did not lack inspired words. They were fond of prophesying upon one another. And they did it well. Verse 7 now, he says that they come short of no gift. In other words, they had all the gifts of the Spirit. It was an anointed church that had a lot of inspiration and a lot of knowledge and information. And they had all the miracles that you ever desire. All of the healings that you ever want. They didn't come short of that. But there was something that they were lacking. The Bible says that they were eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine a church that is so blessed the way that we have described? Yet they lack the revelation of Jesus. That is why I want you to understand that you can be a believer for a long time. You can be enriched by God in everything. You can speak, you can sing, you are a public person. You can be so blessed, so gifted with miracles and inspired preaching and words of prophecy and all that, but still you can lack the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know some of you think that the revelation of our Lord Jesus I'm talking about is referring to the coming of the Lord Jesus in the clouds of glory. That is not the revelation I'm talking about. That is not the revelation that the Apostle Paul is talking about. Because if you read on, you will see that he says that after the revelation of our Lord Jesus, he will come and confirm you to the end.
Now, as it says, when Jesus had this same year,
that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ coming in the clouds of glory
is
is referred to as the day of our Lord Jesus. This revelation of the Lord Jesus at the church of Corinth land is talking about the unveiling of Jesus in and through the believer. Ladies and gentlemen, God is looking for his son Jesus. Right from the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, when God shouted to Adam and Eve and said, "Where are thou?" God was not just talking to the Adam who had just sinned, but above it, God was prophesying about the last Adam, the Lord Jesus, because mankind had just fallen and had just sinned. And so God was saying, "Jesus, where are you?"
Hallelujah. And it is not Adam now.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, God is all knowing. He knew where Adam was, the Adam that has sinned. He knew where he was hiding. So when he said, "Adam, where are you?" He was not just talking about the Adam who has sinned. He was looking for his son. Because in the face of sin, what God looks for is his son. Paul said in the book of Galatians, that when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. To reveal his son in me. That I might preach him. He said that God called me to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Moses of old had in every city every town. No, Moses, the Bible says in Acts 15:21 that Moses had representatives of him in every city who were preaching him. If Moses had people like that,
now say no Moses when you put
how much more the better than Moses? How much more the maker of Moses? Ladies and gentlemen, in every nook and cranny, there must be people there who are revealing Jesus. But what we have done in the church of the Lord in times past, but it coming to an end, is that we have replaced Jesus with his lookalikes. Lookalikes like Abraham. Lookalikes like Moses. Lookalikes like Elisha. Like Paul. Like the Apostle Peter.
To say Apostle Peter.
And like modern day men of God, you can name them. What we have done is to replace Jesus with people who look like him. But ladies and gentlemen, if somebody looks like you, the person is not you. You can look like me. You can sound like me. You can talk like me. You can sing like me. Your gestures can be like me. But the secret is that you are not me. There is something about the Lord Jesus that none of his lookalikes can minister unto us. But ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to understand that we have reached a time in the body of Christ that in spite of our miracles, in spite of our giftings, in spite of our prophesying, in spite of our enrichment in everything, we must long for the revelation of Jesus. I'm talking about the person of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he says that I am standing at the door of the last day church, the Laodicean church. And I am knocking. Laodicea in the Greek means that human beings judge or human beings rule. That is talking about a religious church, which is full of human mechanisms and human antics.
Human and nipa mechanism is and was together we go.
Human wisdom, human psychology, human everything, human. So the church of Laodicea, human beings were ruling in the place. Yet they call themselves the church of Jesus. When Jesus was resurrected from death, he appeared, he came to the church, and he said he was knocking at the door, not of the hearts, but at the door of the church. Because can you imagine that Jesus has been put out of his church? And the church is full of his lookalikes. But the real Jesus is not there. He says, I am knocking. I want to come into my own church. Instead of human beings ruling, I want to sit as the Lord and as the King. Yes. And I want my kingdom to come in the church.
Yes, sir.
Do you know, he says, when I come, I want to dine with you. He didn't even say, I want to work the miracles. He says, when I come into the last day church, my agenda is to dine, to eat with you. Because after his resurrection, Jesus Christ revealed himself in the breaking of his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the revelation of Jesus I'm talking about. There are some reasons why we need to pray for the revelation of Jesus.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The first reason I will give you is in our text. Paul said in verse 8,
Paul can watch it,
that when you receive the revelation of Jesus, he will confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, when we receive the revelation of Jesus, in spite of all of our anointings and giftedness, that is what will prepare us for his second coming. If you like, the rapture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. So that is the reason why you must crave for the revelation of Jesus. Because he doesn't stop short of having a lot of charismatic gifts and the move of the Holy Spirit and prophetic utterances. He doesn't stop at that.
Yes, you know what, yeah, yeah, and can answer when you go part of my Tadia by your soul. Yeah, that's such a dear lady. And you want to yes,
it isn't the miracles that prepares us for the rapture.
And yeah, I'm a dear, yeah, yeah, you know, and yes, yes, yeah,
it is when we make it our priority to focus on the Lord Jesus in his own church. That is where he will prepare us, confirm us to the end. I don't know whether you are ready for the rapture. I'm telling us that we are going to get ready if Jesus shows up. The Bible says that we are the sons of God. It does not appear what we shall be. But the apostle said that we know one thing. Then when he appears, we shall be like him. Because the revealing of Jesus will prepare us for his coming. It will confirm us to the end. that we will be blameless in the day when he comes in the rapture. The Bible says that God is faithful to this, because he has called us to the koinonia, or the fellowship of his son Jesus. Look at the book of Isaiah chapter 11. And we will look at verse 5. The other reason why we need to crave for the revelation of Jesus in his own church is because it's going to bring an end to the confusion in the body of Christ, the strife in the body of Christ, the divisions and the hates that characterizes the body of Christ. Now, Isaiah chapter 11 is a prophecy about the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he speaks on and he reaches verse 6.
He
says that the wolf shall also dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together.
And a calf. And a lion.
It says that a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze.
Cow,
Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole. And the
wee
child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt, nor destroy, in all my holy mountain. It gives a reason why there will be no hurting or destroying. There will be no strife nor confusion. He says, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As the waters cover the sea. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that this scripture is talking about the millennium. But God wants us to taste of the powers of the world to come. How can a lamb and a lion be in the same place? How can a human being and a cobra just relax? It is when the knowledge of, oh hallelujah, it is when the knowledge and the revelation of Jesus has filled his holy mountain.
Then
he says that they shall not hurt anybody. Yes, nobody will chew the other person. Because of the knowledge of Jesus. But anytime we exalt other people apart from Jesus in his church, you are going to hurt people. You are going to bring division in the body of Christ. You are going to bring confusion. Because just as you exalted Abraham, another person will come and say, I have a revelation about Moses. Moses is greater than Abraham. And another person will come and say, this one is more anointed than the other person.
Merci. Now, sister, I am inside.
But ladies and gentlemen, when we put all of them down and we focus on the revelation of Jesus in and through these people, that is why you are not talking about Abraham or any present day man of God. see in the person.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus is exalted, then there will be no hurting in the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why before Jesus Christ comes, before the day of our Lord Jesus, he has to give a revelation of himself in order to draw all people in kingdom unity unto himself before he can come. Now we have a lot of different lions, bears, cobras, name them everywhere.
Yes,
every church has got a lion.
Hey, I'll show you how one is born in Jata.
And a cobra.
Anyone walk us here?
Eh? And lambs, deers.
And a deer cry there, but lamb them in the middle of the lamb.
Eh? Metaphorically.
What one was this here?
God is talking about his church, oh. He's talking about us.
Now, when you're me, I'll fire you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you have a lion and a lamb? You say that their vision don't meet. Not so.
Now, if you say, when you're missing your wasabo, and your one will drive, but south from you, you will be in your new weapon.
Can you have a viper and a little boy? I mean, they cannot be together. That is why vipers are in the bush, and then human beings are at home or in church.
If you say, when you're born, any of the 40,
the Bible says that if we receive the revelation of Jesus Christ as believers,
na Bible say say e beji say Jesus we dey say not to say ejidifo a,
the lions can dwell with the lamb.
Hallelujah.
The lions will not roar on the lamb that go away, otherwise I'll eat you up.
Nah, I was born on the one didn't want your lion. So lamb go away.
Because lamb, your vision is different from me, leopard.
Now, me leopard, me who are there, which are who I would, if you feel your man, who are there,
ladies and gentlemen, the love of God.
Now,
in Christ Jesus, when he is exalted, will able to keep all of us together, no matter how we function. And do you know the Bible says that the lion shall eat straw like the lamb?
Now, what say?
These days we have got special churches and ministries. They say, as for us, we are maybe Baptists and this is what we eat. We eat this thing. We believe baptism, whatever. And as for us, we are Pentecostals. This is what we believe and that is what we eat. You bring certain words to them and say, hey, we are Pentecostals. It's from the Bible, but they say, hey, we are Pentecostals. And some other people, they say they are Orthodox people. And when you mention something about the Holy Spirit, they say, hey, we don't bring that thing here. They say that we eat some different diets. And you know, it's natural. That is how we were founded to eat. We are carnivores. We eat like that. Other flesh. And these are herbivores. They eat leaves and all that. The Bible says that when we lift up Jesus among us, we will all eat one diet.
Yes. Well, see, and now my wife is me call so you way. Interested, you know what the echo is you want you. Or no, because I'm a Pentecostal. And it to me, me body will talk so far. Or this is me, Susu, me, Baptist. And it is said, Daniel, Susu, my Daniel. Mentia, see any. I dare when I'm really like, send me penny and Missumi, this me. Where Susu, me, what God has to send me say, me call Presby. And it's here, him, son, your dear Juba. And it is a new Panama, so I'm going to to Numa. We say, hey, your mom is said,
Hallelujah.
Amen. stone.
We shall eat one die. I said we shall eat one die. And do you know what we are going to feed upon? We are going to feed upon the Lamb of God. He said, truth is, as often as you eat it, eat me, eat me. Remember, eat me.
Yes. And it was saying, serve your neighbor back when you're ready. Yes, you can say, serve your neighbor when I'm in danger.
The lion will stop saying that, look at my look at my teeth. And me, I was made naturally to tear flesh. That teeth is going to eat and feed upon the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. And it was a man in Casa when we see the room at you and we panam. And it is a woman now, your grandma, Banaba, Mayuanam, Baby Osama Casa,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why Jesus is the solution. That is why Jesus in men of God, Jesus in people, not the men of God, but Jesus revealed, when it pleased God to reveal his son in me, that I may preach myself. No, he said that I may preach him.
Yes. Now,
let's look at the book of 2 Peter. Chapter 1 and verse 2. Let me give you another reason why there is an urgency that we pray for the revelation of Jesus in spite of all our enrichment and gifts and prophecy and miracles and all that. We lack one thing, the revealing of Jesus.
Second
Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
That's
an ordinance. He says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Look at that. This was spoken by the head of the apostles, Peter. He's telling us how to get abundance of grace. Abundance of peace. Shalom peace. This shalom peace.
We are Sumyoni Afene Shalom.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.